Stuart, you were very unhappy with the first half display against Wigan. What did you make of the first half display today?
Well, everything regarding our attempts on goal. We didn't work the keeper when we got into good areas. But the disappointing thing is the manner in the goals we've conceded. Two straight balls down the channel sides, and we've let one man beat our four defenders as such. So that was a disappointing thing. We've probably had a goal last 10, 15 minutes where we've put them under pressure, but we've had to play forward and a bit more direct because we've got no forwards. We've had to put Reader down the middle. But then we got into good areas and you think, well, go on, put a decent cross in. And again, it was just sheer lack of quality that was going into the box.
How tough was it to watch today from the sideline?
Well, at the end of the day, you don't plan and prepare a team to go out and play badly. But like I said to the players, at the end of the day, it only takes a second to get a goal. And we just allowed Bournemouth, got them on the front foot by our poor decision-making and by poor mistakes.
You had to make changes again. What's the news on Conor Wickham, first of all?
Well, unfortunately, because the game against Wigan was abandoned, because obviously the ball was getting stuck in the water as such. Connor's just tweaked a hamstring, so he had a fitness test yesterday. Unfortunately, he didn't make it. And same with Glenn Leuvens, the conditions, his back has gone to a back spasm. So we had to sort of bring Miguel back in and we brought JJ back in. But again, like I say, we got into some good areas in the first half, but the most important touch of a football is the last one, whether you're shooting or heading.
What happens with Connor now? Because presumably Sunderland are going to want to monitor his injury situation as well, aren't they?
Well, like I say, he had a fitness test yesterday and he was more or less up to three-quarter pace, but he could feel it. You just can't risk a hamstring, as we've seen before, and as I know from my own experiences as such. So, fingers crossed, he'll be available for the Boxing Day game.
Have we seen again today how important he is to Sheffield Wednesday at the moment?
Well, every player in the treatment room is important at this moment in time.
Him in particular, though?
Well, he's in good form. He's in good form. He's scoring goals. He's been a focal point. His ball retention is good. He'll run in behind teams back into back fours. No, like I say, anybody we can get out of the treatment room. If I think off from the top of the head, there's probably seven lads in there that would probably have been playing today.
And another change in the back four. It seems like nearly every week you're having to deal with a change in the back four.
Well, yeah, that's been a story of our season so far. But no, we've got to get on with it. We've got to sort of dust ourselves down. What we have to do is take responsibility out there on the pitch. Sometimes when it's not going for you, obviously the crowd will let you know, and rightly so. But like I keep saying to the players, if you're not having the best of game, nobody can stop you running, nobody can stop you closing down, nobody can stop you putting tackles in. And today I just felt there was one or two that just lost a bit of confidence once we went 1-0 down and then 2-0 down. But we had a go at the end. But again, it's not the style of play that I want to play, having to put a full-back up front, because obviously we're just short of bods up there at the minute.
Is there enough quality in this team to survive?
Well, there's enough games. There's enough points to play for. There's going to be teams nobody would have thought would have got three points against a Leicester side and 3 points against a Watford side. And that's what I'm disappointed. We haven't built on top of that, on the back of that, on them good performances, good results. So what we have to actually do is now sort of like say, well, hang on a minute. One thing we do know is that there's going to be teams, there could be twists and turns. We just knew today there was an opportunity to get out of the bottom three, and we've let ourselves down big time.
I just sense there's a fear amongst the supporters that the club's best players are all either on loan or short-term, and those loans or short-term contracts are coming to a conclusion. We've seen a squad today where there's only two either short-term or loans playing, and they've not seen a very good performance, and that is why... I ask, is there enough quality in the squad? Do Wednesday have enough of their own players that are good enough to get this team out of trouble?
Well, I think at the end of the day, we've also got players in the treatment room that hopefully we can get them back. And then suddenly that you have got competition, which is going to be healthy to make sure people are performing well. Now, I do know that nobody at this moment in time, the physios is as busy as anything. If we get these players back, I don't think they're going to be back before the Blackburn game. We just have to get the fans just have to get behind us and support us at this moment in time and just say, well, hang on a minute. But like I said to the players, you have to give the fans a lift. And the only way you give them a lift is by giving 100%, closing down, blocking things, putting your body on the line. Today, today there was far too many not doing that.
What's up with Atinui? It looked like he was favouring his shoulder when he went down.
I think he's popped out his shoulder. So again, I've not had a chance to speak to the medical team. So again, that's another one in the treatment room.
Are any of these guys going to be back for Boxing Day?
Hopefully Connor and Glenn Leuvens will be. But like I say, there to be at this moment in time, the treatment room is far too full.
It's tough, isn't it?
It is tough because you're disappointed. I'm disappointed as much as anybody. One, you're not guaranteed a win, but you should be guaranteed a performance, and that's what I say to the players. So I just know today that one or two have let themselves down.
And you know, what is the message to the players then? I mean, they'll be disappointed as well. You say, you know, you feel like they've let the fans down a little bit today. I mean, how can you get them going again?
Well, they've let themselves down. They've let themselves down. The most important thing is when people say, oh, they're not playing for the manager, no, they're actually playing for themselves. They're playing for the pride, their own professionalism. But you're going to get setbacks. And it is a big club, and it's a big stadium. And the players have got to grasp it and think, well, hang on a minute, I want to be part of this. I don't want to be falling away as such. So they've got to grasp it. You are going to get knockbacks. It's how you respond to the knockbacks. And that was a little bit disappointing. There was a few heads that dropped. But to be fair, they've had a go again last 10, 15 minutes, but it was far too late. The damage had already been done.